Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. Today, I want to talk about how to do no contact if you have to see your ex, meaning that you work together or in the same place, or you go to the same school, or you have classes together. How the heck are you supposed to do no contact? Well, don't worry, I'm going to tell you. But before I do that, I want to tell you to be sure to subscribe if you haven't already so you don't miss out on any future videos. And while you're at it, tap the bell icon so you'll be notified when a new video is up. So believe it or not, you actually have a bit of an advantage if you have to see your ex. I know, usually you think with no contact, you have to stay away, but you can use the contact to your advantage. Yes. Obviously, you have to do a modified version of no contact as opposed to full no contact. So let's get started. If you need to interact for business purposes, you work together, do business together, whatever, obviously don't bring up anything personal. Do not talk about the relationship. Treat them as you would any other colleague or classmate if you go to the same school. You have to become an actress or an actor. And basically, I'm going to ask you to do the impossible. I'm telling you to act as if you have amnesia and you don't remember dating them. You have to act as if you never dated them. So you're not too friendly, but you're not too cold. Treat them as you would any other colleague, classmate. Act as if you just met them. So, you know, it's that type of friendliness where there's an acquaintance, where you're polite, but you're not overly friendly. With the exception of if they cheated. So if they cheated and you had to break up with them, or worst case scenario, they cheated and they broke up with you, then obviously we're not going to be friendly because that would be a little weird. They cheated and you're like, hey, how are you? La, 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 la. No. In that case, you are allowed to err on the side of being more cold. So be more professional, no smiling, not too friendly, because as I said, obviously if they cheated, it would look like you're okay with the cheating because you're so friendly. No. Don't do that. So I know you may be dying on the inside, but on the outside, you have to be professional and put on an act. And do not look at them with sad puppy dog eyes. Don't be rude. Don't have an attitude. Don't wear your sleeve on your heart. Be cool, because they're going to be expecting an attitude or tears or anger or something. And as usual, we give them nothing. They can't know that the breakup upset you. Why, you may ask? Because we want to hurt their ego. And hurting their ego is the key to getting them back, as I talked about in my video, Why You Must Hurt Your Ex. Now, it's not going to be easy because you're going to be looking for signs that they want you back, that they've made a mistake, that they're still interested. You're going to be trying to see if they're stealing or sneaking a glance at you, trying to look at you. Don't worry. If you play it cool and act as if you never dated them and act as if you barely know them, they will notice and they will be looking at you wondering, what is going on? Did someone steal her? Did someone inhabit her body or his body? Why are they acting so differently? So no matter what they do, you got to play it cool, polite, and professional. And they'll wonder what is going on with you and even wonder if you've already moved on. Now, I know you're going to be tempted to show up at work or at school looking all hot, especially if you're a female. But that's amateur hour. We don't do that right away because, again, they're going to be expecting that. So change nothing about yourself in the first 30 days, except if you need to lose weight or work out. You can start on that because obviously you're not going to lose weight overnight. So you'll start to show some changes within about 30 days. And so at that time, you can start leveling up and maximize your looks. And you'll have the added advantage of having your ex see you every day or at least every week. So it's not going to be that easy for them to move on either, especially if they now see you looking extra good. It's like, wait a minute, what is going on with her? What is going on with him? Why are they looking so good? Did they move on already? Now they're happy and they're looking good. So you want to improve yourself so that they see you looking better and better. But meanwhile, you're being professional with no attitude. You're not being needy. And this is especially important if you were needy in the relationship, because they're going to start to second guess themselves. Maybe they're going to think, well, maybe I was a little too harsh. Maybe they weren't as needy as I thought, because they're certainly not being needy now. And if they try to have a personal conversation with you about the relationship, depending on what they say, you know, you can listen politely, but keep the conversation short and say, well, this isn't really the time and place to discuss that. So if they're trying to discuss the relationship at work or at school, just say, well, you know, this isn't really the time and place. And maybe they'll say, well, do you want to discuss it later? And you'll see, and you'll say, let's see. You know, you're not going to jump and go, yes. Do you want to discuss it later? Yes. No, just go, maybe, you know, let's see. Be vague, okay? Don't jump at the chance to talk to them and see them outside of work or school. Now, if you don't work together directly or don't have classes together, or even if you do, don't go out of your way to be seen by them, because again, they're going to be expecting that. So don't walk past their office. Don't go into the cafeteria at school, the break room at work, the water cooler. I don't know what they have. What's going on? Do they have water coolers at work anymore? Who knows? If you know they're going to be there. So do everything you can to avoid contact, unless, of course, you have to deal with them directly, obviously you can't at that point. So avoid them like the plague if you don't have to deal with them directly in the first 30 days. Meanwhile, you're going to be leveling up. And then after that, you can occasionally, quote unquote, run into them, but make sure it's not obvious and make sure you look good. Now, if you have meetings together, so you got to be in the boardroom together, do not look at them unless they're talking. And even then, don't look at them too much. Pretend to be taking notes, or actually do take notes. And when you do look at them, have a blank expression on your face, almost like you're staring at the wall. Above all, be patient. This isn't going to turn around overnight. I had a female coaching client who worked with her ex, and I actually helped her get him back. I did a video on that. I'll put the link. I believe it's titled, I Got My Ex-Boyfriend Back. And she was impatient, wanting to know, why isn't he moving faster? So I had to continually talk her down off the ledge, so to speak. And it worked out. You just have to be patient. You can't expect it to change quickly. And remember, you have an advantage if you work with your ex, or you're at school or the same place or whatever. They can't totally ignore you. So use that to your advantage by following what I've told you here, and you will have a good chance of getting him back. And then one final thing, if there are events together, so avoid going to work or school events that they're going to be at as much as possible. They may think that you're avoiding the event because of them, but they don't really know now, do they? Hey, you may be busy with your new guy or girl. So while you may have to see them for school or work, if there are events that you don't have to go to, then don't. Okay? So if you work with your ex, or if you go to the same school with them, tell me, how much contact with them do you have throughout the day or throughout the week? I would be curious to know how many people out there are actually still in contact with their ex, because they have to be. But for everyone else, if you are going through a breakup and you need help, well, that is what I'm here for. You can contact me for private coaching at theartoflove.net. The link is below. If you are listening on iTunes, remember to like and subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, You can also like and subscribe. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.